Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
What can we do to bring revival and a greater awareness of the glory of God into our cities? Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. Joe talked with three men who are part of a national effort to awaken the church and bring the nation to Christ. And we heard first from Kyle Lance Martin, the CEO of Time to Revive Ministry. And he laid out some of the steps he believes are key to the effort.
You know, first of all, you have to overcome decades of almost, and I don't want to say bad theology because that sounds really extreme, but what we've done with evangelism is we've always said an evangelist is one who we come and hear preach the gospel. Typically, really what it says in scriptures in Ephesians, it says an evangelist is one who equips the saints. And so our role as an evangelist is to help people overcome those fears, because in 1 Thessalonians, it says we've all been entrusted with the gospel. So first of all, it's really just a biblical perspective. And when we begin to understand, well, wait a minute, you're not just called, we're all called. Then we slowly start walking with them and say, okay, look, we know there's fear, but you know, in scripture, it says we can do this with power within a sound mind. And the best way to overcome fear is to watch somebody else do it. And so we encourage people. So for the last 5 months in the Twin Cities, we have been taking people out with us from local churches, showing them how do you engage people in your own communities. And just by simply watching really takes away a lot of those fears. It's like, oh, I can ask somebody how to pray with them, you know? So a lot of it is just simply experience. First of all, the Lord even said this was really going to be hard to convince somebody. That's why he says in Luke 10, beseech the Lord, you know, for more labors, because this is hard work. And so I will tell you how we've approached the Twin Cities and asking for 10,000 labors, which just for the record, I've never seen that in my lifetime. We've never seen that in any other city. The Lord's never laid a vision like this on our hearts before. And so we really are just adamantly praying about that.